On November 4, 1979, 52 people were taken hostage by more than 3,000 revolutionaries at the U.S. Embassy in Iran. The workers had grown accustomed to seeing the huge crowds of chanting students through the glass windows inside the embassy. But on this day, the students scaled the walls and stormed inside.
The source of tension between Iran and the U.S. stemmed from an intense conflict over oil. British and American corporations had controlled the bulk of Iran's petroleum reserves, but this profitable agreement was in danger when Iran's newly elected prime minister in 1951 announced a plan to nationalize the country's oil industry. In response to this, the American CIA and the British intelligence service devised a plan to overthrow him and replace him with Pahlavi, who would be more open-minded to Western interests. The Shah's government was secular, anti-communist, and pro-Western. In exchange for tens of millions of dollars in foreign aid, he returned 80% of Iran's oil reserves to the Americans and the British. Many Iranians were highly upset with Pahlavi, who endured heavy criticism for ruling with an iron fist. His secret police tortured and murdered thousands of people. Meanwhile, the Iranian government spent billions of dollars on American-made weapons while the Iranian economy suffered. He lived lavishly while his people lived in poverty. Because of this, Pahlavi was forced to flee while Khomeini was put into power. Pahlavi was supported by the U.S. and allowed to enter for cancer treatment. This was an issue due to the fact that the religious leader distrusted the U.S., which enabled the revolutionaries to take the American hostages in an effort to try and get Pahlavi back so he could be tried and executed. Khomeini took over the hostage situation, even going as far as to refuse all appeals to release the hostages, even after the U.N. demanded to end it in an unanimous vote.
This was a period of chaos in the U.S. as well as a horrifying event for the hostages, who had to endure many awful things. Years after being released, U.S. Army Colonel Chuck Scott was interviewed about his experience.
He said, "I was tortured, and then after that I spent a lot of time in solitary." Not only was it bad for the hostages, but American citizens grew tired and angry at President Carter's inability to resolve the problem, which made him look like a weak and ineffectual leader. President Carter also okayed a disastrous mission that had to be aborted after 8 servicemen died in a sandstorm. The Republican candidate, Ronald Reagan, took advantage of Carter's difficulties. Rumors even circulated that Reagan's campaign staff negotiated with the Iranians to be sure that the hostages would not be released before the election, which would play in Carter's favor. But of course, Reagan always denied these allegations. On election day, Reagan defeated Carter in a landslide. The hostages were eventually released after 444 days on President Reagan's inauguration. Just on December 18th of 2015, Congress passed a budget bill that includes a provision authorizing each of the 53 hostages to receive $10,000 for each day they were held captive.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, and
we hope you got new information about the Iran hostage crisis.